Morning Watch, The Will of God, Week 6. Doing the will of God in the kingdom of God, under the government of God, for the church as the Israel of God. Wednesday related verses. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 through 14. Enter in through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate. And broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many are those who enter through it. Because narrow is the gate, and constricted is the way that leads to life, and few are those who find it. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. And going forward a little, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 21 and 22, in whom all the building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in spirit. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 12 and 16. Verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ. Verse 16. Out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Suggested reading. Those who enter the narrow gate must be poor in spirit, mourning, meek, hungry and thirsty for righteousness, merciful, pure in heart, making peace with all men, willing to be persecuted for the sake of righteousness, and willing to be reproached for Christ. Only those with such a nature can enter through the narrow gate. This way is constricted, limited on every side. The gate is narrow, and the way is constricted, because the new law of the kingdom is stricter and the demand of the kingdom is higher than that of the old covenant. It deals not only with outward conduct, but also with inward motive. The old man, the self, the flesh, the human concept, and the world with its glory are all excluded. Only that which corresponds to God's will can enter in. To enter the gate is simply to begin walking on the way, a way which is lifelong. As one in the Lord's recovery, are you walking on the constricted way? We are constricted on every side. Those in Christianity can use rock music or other worldly methods in their services, but we cannot, because our way is constricted. When the young people graduate from high school, they are like caged birds wanting to be free. However, many are so free that they have no constriction, no restriction. We, in the Lord's recovery, on the contrary, are taking a constricted way. We must even have some restriction in the practice of prayer reading. In our prayer reading, we should not be like worldly people at a ball game, who have no restrictions. We in the Lord's recovery must walk in our spirit. Living in spirit and walking in spirit restrict us? Even when we are loving, rejoicing, and happy, we must be under restriction. We must not be like those who throw off all restraint in their excitement. Rather, we must be excited within the limit of the spirit. This must even be true in the meetings. Although we may fully release our spirit, we should be restricted as far as physical activity is concerned. In everything, we need to take the constricted way, not the broad way. We must take the constricted way in our fellowship with the brothers. Do you intend to praise a brother? You must praise him in a constricted way. Are you about to rebuke a brother? You must rebuke him in a constricted way. Are you having fellowship with some brothers? This is excellent, but you must fellowship with them in a constricted way. Sometimes when you are having fellowship, you forget all limitation. You go on hour after hour without taking care of the need for food or rest. Furthermore, in your fellowship, you talk about everything, from the Archangel Michael to Martin Luther to all the brothers and sisters in the church. You fellowship about everyone without any restriction. Praise the Lord that we are truly free. Nevertheless, we still have the limitations, restrictions, and constrictions. Consider the example of the Lord Jesus in John chapter 7. When his brothers proposed that he go into Judea and make himself known to the public, the Lord said, "My time has not yet come, but your time is always ready." The Lord's word indicates that he was limited, that he was walking a constricted way. As the kingdom people, we also must walk on a constricted way. Our way is full of limitations, restrictions, and constrictions. But do not consider any limitation a frustration. Rather, the limitations will speed us on our way. If we refuse to be constricted, our progress will be slowed down. However, if we are willing to be limited and constricted, our speed will increase.